This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This past Monday, news services and internet sites around the country reported that the Supreme Court had refused to get involved in the Massachusetts dispute over gay marriage. That was true. The court did decline to hear a case related to gay marriage. But writing in Slate, veteran Supreme Court reporter Lyle Denniston says much of the reporting got it wrong and that it wasn't nearly as big a deal as it seemed. Lyle Denniston joins us now from Washington. Lyle, many of the press stories on Monday said something to the effect of last year's Massachusetts gay marriage ruling has survived a test in the Supreme Court, but that's not actually what happened.
No, indeed it wasn't, Alex. This was a very minor development on a very major issue, and I suspect the size or the notoriety of the issue itself is what led a number of reporters to quite seriously exaggerate the significance of what the court had done.
Well, explain the case, really. Could you? Is it legal for gays to get married in Massachusetts? What was it?
Well, after the Massachusetts highest court had ruled in November of 2003 that the state constitution required equality in access to marriage, to civil marriage, that was the end of the line on that, because it was a state law issue and there was no way that you could bring an appeal to the Supreme Court or to any other court, because the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court is the last word on state law questions. A group of people who are opposed to same-sex marriage then brought a new lawsuit, a fresh lawsuit in federal court, claiming that the Massachusetts decision had deprived them of what's called a, quote, Republican form of government. That is a government in which the people are able to elect their representatives who make laws. And they claimed that the state Supreme Court had usurped the function of the legislature. But the problem with the case was that it had a morass of procedural qualifications, requirements, and limitations, and the people who brought it simply were not, at that point, able to make a challenge directly to the Massachusetts decision.
When the Supreme Court refuses to hear a case, it doesn't necessarily signify we're happy with the way things stand?
Oh, not at all, because the court gets more than 3,000 of these what are called paid cases, that is, cases other than those brought by state prison inmates, and it only grants about 80 a year, Alex. So it's a big lottery anyway as to whether or not you will ever get a case before the Supreme Court. And so when the court does not grant review of a case, legally speaking, it doesn't mean anything at all. It simply means that at this point, the court was uninterested in the issue. It doesn't mean that they approve of or disapprove of what the lower court had said on the issue that was involved in the case.
You've been covering the Supreme Court for 46 years, Lyle. You must see things misreported by journalists who don't follow the court as you do frequently.
Well, I don't want to be too critical of my colleagues in the press, but if you're not really close to the court, if you're not really following it as intimately as some of us try to do, things can escape you, and you can gain impressions that are, in some instances, and perhaps unfortunately in a lot of instances, simply not true.
Analysis from Lyle Denniston. He reports on the Supreme Court for SCOTUS blog and for member station WBUR. And you'll find his article on the gay marriage case at slate.com. Lyle, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Alex.